join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's get back to it. Nice to have you here with Mary and me in the New York City area as we get ready to take you to Scottsdale, Arizona, located in the 48th state in our nation, admitted to the Union on Valentine's Day in 1912, known as the Grand Canyon State, as it's time for the 53rd installment of our Destination Spotlight series. And this portion of the program is exclusively sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
That Travel Pro difference is that their luggage allows you to travel with style without compromising any quality or durability. There are many options for luggage out there, but Travel Pro garment bags, suitcases, executive briefcases, rolling duffel bags, totes, and backpacks are the choice of more than 90 airlines and frequent travelers worldwide.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with their Platinum Elite line. Rudy's on the go with their MaxLite 5, and we know firsthand our bags are ready to handle anything we want or need to put them through, because one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
It's time to discuss the West's most western town as Rachel Sacco, the CEO of Experience Scottsdale, is holding for us on that show hotline.
Welcome, Rachel. Nice to connect with you for our RM World Travel Destination Spotlight today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be with you both.
Well, we appreciate having you here for sure and getting up early. Listen, you know, Arizona, very intriguing state to visit with all the activities. You know, nearby Phoenix, you've got skiing up in Flagstaff, the Grand Canyon, or even the desert and university vibe in Tucson. But in our experience, Scottsdale offers a little something for everyone as well. In the spring, you've got Cactus League Baseball. Summer, you've got great rates at your award-winning resorts and golf courses, which I love. Fall, frankly, may be the best weather of all. And you got the farmer's market. And then in the winter months, of course, it brings the snowbirds, but you also have a number of big events that'll be in the area as well. So when do you consider the best time to visit Scottsdale, Rachel?
I consider almost any time to be the best time, because it depends on what you want to have. If you want to come out and find a world-class spa and resort destination and pay a fraction of the price, do come in summer. If you want to see some incredible baseball really close up, come in spring. If you want to come and see some wonderful, one-of-a-kind events, come in our winter months where we have Barrett Jackson classic car auctions and four or five other auctions surrounding that during what we call kind of auction week, or the Waste Management Phoenix Open, which is the greatest game on grass. It's wonderful. It's a golf tournament, but you actually go and people can attend that have never even perhaps been on a golf course. I was there last year, and one of the women that was standing next to me said, you know, this is like being at a party, but a golf tournament broke out. So things like that.
Very social.
Or the Arabian Horse Show. So we are just jam-packed with things to do. And then I can talk to you a little bit about what's happening right now in fall.
That would be
great.
Yeah, I'd like to get into, or have you get into, some of your festivals, particularly what might be going on now. I know you have an Arizona Taco Festival coming up, which sounds interesting. And who wouldn't love that? And what else do you have going on?
Well, if you're in Scottsdale, you're probably not going to leave until you have a taco and a beer and maybe a great margarita. But that's just beside the point. We've got a lot of things happening right now, and our weather is absolutely beautiful. I was walking near the foothills of Camelback Mountain at about 70 degrees, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And the sky is blue, the clouds look fluffy and absolutely wonderful, and there's a golden tint on the mountain. But we've got some wonderful things that you can do in the fall. We are launching our second annual Scottsdale Contemporary Month. It's from October 26th through the end of November, and we have 40 events, many of them free, that range from our weekly art walk. We have about the longest continuous art walk in the entire country.
Now, is that
all
in
of our galleries are open?
Excuse me one second. Is that, just so our listeners know, is that in the Marshall Way Arts District?
It is. It's
okay.
On Main Street and Marshall Way, and it's free to the public, and it's just a wonderful way for you to go and experience how people have viewed not just Western and Arizona and Scottsdale scenery, but there are beautiful collections, contemporary, Western, and otherwise, even sculpture that you can see in one or two little streets in the Old Town area. But in addition to that, as part of Contemporary Month, we've got some wonderful lineups, such as our showstopper, which is November 8th through 17, called Canal Convergence. It's a 10-day free event, and it is a light show. Mm-hmm. It has 14 large-scale, wonderful artworks that are from international artists that illuminate all the banks along our canal. Canal that we have literally was once dug by our Native Americans and used to move water, and to this day it's still used to move water, but it's more of an aesthetic feature in our old town. And this canal convergence is wonderful because we're building parties around it that celebrate art and culture and all of our different
wonderful heritage. Yeah, you've got a lot going on. So, Rachel, I have to ask you, you know, last question that we like to ask everybody on the Destination Spotlight. Give us one fact that you think that would surprise our audience about Scottsdale and entice them to come visit.
I think that they would be surprised to know that we have a third of our entire community of Scottsdale preserved in a beautiful desert that will be here forever. One third is about 30,000 acres, about the size of the city of San Francisco. And when people visit our Sonoran Desert, what they usually tell me is there's something about that and about Scottsdale. I don't know what it is, but I feel so much better when I'm leaving than when I arrived. Mm. It's just magic.
Well, that's
nice
the beauty of travel
wrap.
For sure.
Yeah.
Rachel, very nice to connect with you today. Folks, you can find out more at experiencescottsdale.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Rachel, folks, the West's most western town. And Google it, and you will find out why it is that. It has to do a little bit with the old town section, but I will leave that for you to check out.
Yep, fun area.
It certainly is. So that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. By the way, you can find all the Destination Spotlights on our website, so check that out. We've still got another new hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back. And, of course, we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.